Today's daf is daf Mem Ches, and we got to the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara there wanted to know the source, Minahani Mile, is around 8 lines up or so. Minahani Mile, how do we know it's true that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, both of them individually, are able to and should become Tame for the purpose of a Mace Mitzvah? If a Mace is found and no one to bury, the Kohen Gadol and Nazir have to become Tame to bury it. So the Gemara quotes the Brisa, the Tanur Rabbanan, Al Kol Nefashos Mace Lo Yavo. On all the nefashos, that anyone who dies, they're not able to enter. This is Parshas Emor. I don't have the whole pasuk on the side. I'm using an old Gemara here. So the whole, but it's Parshas Emor here that a Kohen Gadol cannot become tamei. But ma kasav medaber? What's the pasuk referring to? Ibir chokim, if it's referring to distance, meaning non-relatives, then kavachomer who? It's a kavachomer, meaning ma kohen hediot shehu metamei lekrovim eino metamei lerchokim. A Kohen Hedyot who's allowed to, and actually must, there's a mitzvah deraisa for Kohen Hedyot, he must be metame for his 7 close relatives, yet he's not able to be metame for a non-relative, someone beyond the 7 relatives. Then a Kohen Gadol she'eino metame lekrovim, eino din she'eino metame lerechokim. So then, a Kohen Gadol who's not allowed to become metame for his 7 close relatives, certainly he shouldn't be able to be metame for a chokim. So clearly that pasuk can't be referring to not be, the issur of not being metame rechokim, because that's obvious by a Kohen Gadol. Ella, bekrovim akasim medaber, it must therefore be referring to that he is not allowed to be metame even for krovim, the Kohen Gadol. And then the pasuk goes on to say, ula aviv, and the pasuk starts to list all the examples of 7 relatives, ula aviv and his father. So once we already established that he's not able to be metame to any krovim, so why does the pasuk have to start listing? And the father, and the mother, and the brother, and the son, that's obvious, it's included under all the relatives. So the Gemara says, "Ulaviv." That extra example of Laviv comes to teach me. Laviv hu deinu matame. He's not matame to a father, but there's another case. Ha matame hu lemeis mitzvah. But if there were to be a meis mitzvah, so then there would be an obligation for the Kohen Gadol to be matame for him to bury him. The Gemara now says, going on to Memchesim and Alf now, Uliimo, the pasuk gives another example to the mother, and the Kohen Gadol also can't be matame to a mother. She's legzer shava. What's Gzer Shava? Uch the Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Gavi Nazir, Bermosam, Ein Metame. So the Nazir cannot be Metame to a person who's a mace. Aval, the Diak is, the Pazik says, Bermosam. Aval, Metame, Hul, Negam, Ul, Zivasam. He is able to be Metame if someone's with Nega or Ziva. What does that mean, Metame with Nega or Ziva? So, we saw this earlier. I'm seeing if Tosos quotes this here.
Wait, what's the problem?
The I guess you could an individual who is a metzora is metame someone binega if he touches bimaga. I'm not so sure if that's true. It could be. Is a metzora metame bimaga? We had this earlier. This is daf mem gimel manal.
We had it a lot ago.
So there would be tumas maga, but there would be no violation. So the iser of another is only by metame meis, but tumas nega and tumas ziva, even though he would become tame, you can pass on that tuma through negia. There would not be a violation. Aha, that's the right. Okay.
Yeah.
Admission Shabbos.
Yeah, in the darim.
Darim. Okay. So Gemara says, vainly el benazir. I only know that a nazir is allowed to be metame for those individuals, tumas nega and tumas ziva. The kohen gadol minayim. How do I know a kohen gadol can come into contact with a mitzora and with a zava, a zav minayim? Amris lo yomar ima be kohen gadol shein tamalomar shuri kavachomeru. The pasuk by a kohen gadol doesn't need to say the word ima because it's a kavachomer, as we said before, meaning. Let's read that again. Again, the pasuk doesn't need to tell me that a Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to a mother. That's obvious. That's a kavachomer. Why? So again, that a Kohen Hedyot is able to be metame to a brother, a half-brother from the side of his father. He's able to, he has to. That's considered his brother. But he's Ein Kohen Gadol metame l'aviv. Should be Achim Me'Aviv, probably. Afilu Le'Avi. Afilu, Kohen Gadol is not able to mitami even to the father, needless to say, a brother. So Malcolm Shin Kohen Hedio mitami La'Achiv Mimo. In a situation, the Kohen Hedio may not marry, may not be mitame to his half brother from his mother. Ain't no din Shin Kohen Gadol mitami Limo. So then certainly the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be able to be mitame to his own mother. That's the Kavah Homer. And therefore, when the Pasuk specifies mother, that a Kohen Gadol can't be metami to a mother, that's extra. So, im zichta medin, so ma'atam, if you were right, the Kavah Homer is correct, and there's no flaw in the Kavah Homer, ma'atam lomer, imo be Kohen Gadol. So why then does the Pasuk specify imo with regards to a Kohen Gadol? It's unnecessary. And the Gemara therefore says, it's mufna lehekesh, it's therefore available, it's available to be used for hekesh, uladun him ano gzeir shava, and then to learn gzeir shava. It's a whole long statement, meaning, Nemar imo ben nazir, nemar imo ben kohen gadol. It says the word imo by a nazir, it also says the word imo by a kohen gadol. The gzeir shava becomes, ma imo ha'amor ben nazir ben mosam enu metame aval metame hu lenigam lezivasam. Just like a nazir is only usher to be metame mace, but may be metame for a mitzora or for a zava. So too, through this gzeir shava of the word imo, af imo ha'amor ben kohen gadol ben mosam enu metame aval metame lenigam. So what we're learning from all this, the extra word, again, we're trying to figure out here, the extra word by Kohen Gadol. We're going to say Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to any of his relatives. Then it goes on to his father, it goes on to his mother. So father, why does it say father? That only a father he can be metame, but he can't be metame for Meis Mitzvah. Why does it say the word mother? Because the word mother is extra also to have a gzer shava of Kohen Gadol to a nazir. Just like a nazir is not able to be metame mace, but can be metame for zava and for mitzora. So too, we could extrapolate to a kohen gadol as well. Is only warned about not being metame mace, but can be metame for mitzora and zav. Okay. The Gemara says now ashkechan kohen gadol nazir minolan. So fine. This is all the source that a kohen gadol is able to be metame for a mace mitzvah. That's what we start off with. Remember, the initial question was, how do we know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir can be Metame Meis Mitzvah? We found the source for Kohen Gadol from the word La'aviv is extra. But what about a Nazir? Nazir Minalam. The Tanya, the Gemara quotes from Embraisa, Kol Yimei Hizira Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. The Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, with respect to a Nazir, that a Nazir is not able to come into contact with any Meis. Shameani Afilu Nefesh Behema Bimashma. I would think when it says word nefesh, well, it doesn't say a nefesh of an ish, maybe a nefesh of a behema. Maybe shouldn't be able to even be metame of a dead animal, a nevela. Kinin shenemar maki nefesh behema. We have a pasuk that tells us that even a behema has a nefesh. Satama lomer al nefesh meis lo yavo. Benefesh adam akos medaber. So what's the raya here? How do you see al nefesh meis means an adam? So you see the Mefarish there? Mefarish says, Tamalomer al Nefesh, around halfway down the lines. Al Nefesh, Mace, and Benefesh, Adam, Hakasa, Medaber. How do we know it's referring to an Adam? Shalom, Atino, Shinikra, Nefesh, Mace, El Adam, Bavad. We only find that a person is referred to Nefesh, Mace. Never do we find that an animal is called a Nefesh, Mace. I got it. Right. I'm not sure if you want to touch it. It's Chashif. It's actually a discussion of why we're Davin Musaf for on Simchas Torah. So typically, when he Davin Musaf up in the front, he takes his talis off his head and puts it on his shtreimel. So as someone wants to bring him his shtreimel while he's davening musaf, but then the people got scared to touch it. So they left it. Okay, anyways.
Very rubbish.
To where shtreimel?
To not be scared of touching her.
All right.
Is this something new, davening some
crystal? It is new, but they didn't want anything to... If someone else was davening musaf, they were concerned they would do pull some shtick. To the Baal musaf.
So they thought it was a concern for 20 years.
I think last year we got a little out of hand.
I wasn't here.
And everyone got a kick out of it when they heard.
I assume something must have caused the change. I don't think we read a safer all of a sudden.
Right, no. The Gabbai insisted, so everyone got a kick out of it when they heard there were Ashrei Yoshvei and Ram Gur Zavening, and then he had a whole choir of people up with him helping him sing all the Nekun of Kedusha. He just said, Kadosh, and then Moshe Mendelwitz and Andy Lauber and everyone up started singing a tune. So it was a nice... Okay, anyway, so So we see from here, again, the word nefesh meis, the Mefarsh explains to us, we only find with regards to an Adam that a nefesh meis refers to an Adam, not to to an animal. So nefesh meis refers to that a Nazir is only warned about becoming tame to an Adam, not to a behema. That's all the first part. Comes along with Shmuel Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need this. Because Arehu Omer, Lo Yovo B'Nefashos, Hamitamos Bibia, Hakasa Medaber. Okay.
And this is till now we're only learning that he's not been metame by a nevela, but we're not
Right. Learning
anything about yet. About
exactly, we haven't gotten to the answer yet. Okay. We're building up. So, Rabbi Shmuel, right now, there's a havamina to think that a nazir, everyone agrees, the pasuk says, a nazir cannot be metame a mes. There's a havamina to think that maybe even by a nevela can't become tame. So they both say it's not true. They both buttress that idea, but for two different reasons. One is because the word nefesh mes is only appears in the context of Adam. And Tana and Rabbi Shmuel says, because lo yavo b'nefashos. I'm not sure what this drasha is that he's making. So let's see the mefarish here. You see mefarish b'nefesh hametame lo l'adam b'viya. Kemen shenichnas imayim b'oel. Since you enter in with the olo, the pasuk is talking about veizezu nefesh adam lo nefesh behema, because since the word says lo yavo, liyavo is implying don't enter into a building, into ohel, and only a adam, a mace of a person, is metami ba ohel, but a nevela is not metami ba ohel. For that reason, the nazir is only warned about coming into contact or coming in ohel with a mace of an adam, as opposed to a mace of a behema. So mace behema is no question that's certainly permitted for a nazir. Keep going now. The Gemara now quotes the words lo avivul imo. That's part of the pasuk in Naso. Again, I don't have the pasuk on the side here. And that's in Bamidbar Vav, right?
Pasuk Zayin.
Of Bamidbar Vav.
Probably.
It's not Vayikra, right?
It's probably the same as Bamidbar.
Yeah, but exactly. Bamidbar Vav, that's in Naso, that's in Nazir. So here it says, the Nazir cannot, the pasuk part reads, Kol Yameha Nazir Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo Lo Aviv Limo, right? Is that how it reads? So what's the word Lo Aviv Limo coming to tell us? So the Gemara tells us, Eina Matame. Only to the father and the mother may the nazir not become tame. Aval metame hu lemeis mitzvah. He can be metame for a meis mitzvah. So that's the raya now, how we know a nazir could also be metame for a meis mitzvah. Gemara continues to explain now, Achelo yomar yeishli bedin. Before you could ever even say this, I have a din, a kavachomer, I could suggest. What's this kavachomer, yeah?
I'm sorry, it goes on. The pasuk, it's in Bamidbar Vav. Pasuk Vav says, Kol yomai Haziro LaHashem al nefesh met liavo, and then it goes on. Liavivu liachoto lo itama lahem.
But that's part of the.
It's a pasuk zayin of Bamidbar Vav. So.
Okay, but still by with regards to a nazir, yeah. And their extra, which makes it available to make a drasha. And only to the father and the mother may he not become tame, but to a more urgent matter like a meis mitzvah, the nazir may become tame. So the Gemara now says, Ad shelo yomar, the last three narrow lines of this Amud, Ad shelo yomar yesh li bedin, and before you even suggest something, I have a kavachomer I want to suggest. What's the kavachomer? Uma kohen gadol shekedusha sa kedushas olam, a kohen gadol whose kedusha is forever, mitame l'meis mitzvah, he's able to become and should become tame for meis mitzvah. Nazir shein kedusha sa kedushas olam eino din shem mitame l'meis mitzvah. A nazir, which is very temporary, it's 30 days, and we even said Tosus yesterday that even if it's a nazir olam, it's still, since a primary nazir is 30 days only, it's viewed as a kedusha shah. So certainly a kedusha shah of a nazir should certainly become tamei for the meis mitzvah. And once it's a kavachomer, you don't need a pasuk. The Gemara says, lo, not true. Because in mamers b'kohen gadol, maybe only with regards to a kohen gadol, should he be mitame for a meis mitzvah? Shekein einu mevi karbon al tumaso. Because if a kohen gadol becomes tamei, he does not bring a karbon for becoming tamei. As opposed to Tomer Benazir Shemevi Karbon Al Tumasa, as opposed to a Nazir who does bring a carbon on his Tuma, which tells us that the Kedusha of a Nazir is greater from the fact that his punishment is to bring a carbon, and a Kohen Gadol doesn't have to bring a carbon, tells us that the Nazir is a greater Kedusha. So you can't make a Kavachomer, and therefore you do need the Pasuk Lavi Vulimo to tell me that a Nazir can be Mitami for Meis Mitzvah, and you can't learn it from a Kohen Gadol.
Sounds like Rebbe Elazar and the
Mishnah. Exactly. That sounds like this is Rebbe Elazar's Sfar. So therefore, again, Tomer Benazir Shemevi Karbon Al Tumaso, hold Mevi Karbon Al Tumaso, lo yitamei l'meis mitzvah. And since a Nazir has to bring a Karbon if he becomes Tamei, then he shouldn't get involved in a Meis Mitzvah. Because if he's getting involved in the Mace Mitzvah, there's a consequence. That's why you need the pasuk to the father and the mother. May the nazir not become tamei avam, the tamei the meitz mitzvah, but he can be metamei meitz mitzvah. Now the gemara, the brisa still continues to go on and say, wait a second, no, ain't no elam metamei the avi limo, avali tamei the shar mason. Maybe I could suggest that the nazir may not be metamei for his father or for his mother, but he may be metamei for other mason. Now shar mason here doesn't mean any rechokim or maybe other krovim. Rechokim. Tosa says Rechokim. Right, and see, Tosa has a svar here. Look at Tosos, three Tosos up. O Eno. Tosos writes, O Eno, Elo l'chach siv l'aviv ulimo. Why does it say father and mother? Lomar l'cha demutter l'tami l'shar mesim Rechokim. You're allowed to be l'tami for other distance, other non-relatives. V'taymo. It's a reason, it doesn't sound very glad svar here. Iklameymar, the shema akrovim az hararachmana. Maybe only for relatives were Nazirim warned not to come into contact with. Why? Because it's very bothersome. It hurts them. It's painful for them. The Nazir, he's Kadosh, and he shouldn't be sad. He has to be happy, and we don't want to cause him any tsar. He's not sad about him. It's a Stam Jew. He has nothing to do with. He's not related to. And therefore, it wouldn't cause him any tsar. So maybe there, we would think he should be able to become Mitame. Very interesting svar, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
See, it would seem that Nazir is more about, not about suffering, it's more about certain zeros, right?
Right, and
here he's putting it all on that he suffers more for his not being able to bury his father than somebody else.
Right. And, but why is that a problem? And what's the problem? Because he's a Nazir, he's Kedusha, it's a problem to be
right.
In Tsar?
Because Nazir is not a matter of Inui.
Right. I mean, and actually, Nazir is about, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, the idea of being Nazir, I'm being mitzar myself from wine. That's one of the reasons why some advise not to, because the whole...
But not in general, you know, it's there is a concern, well, maybe too much.
So, tsar is something that if you want tsar and we hold of it, tsar is a good approach. The two approaches in Yiddishkeit and the two approaches in the Tanaim. Is a Nazir a good thing or is it a bad thing? The one who thinks it's a good thing, it's good to have self-control and restraint. That's a positive thing. So, and it's supposed to cause you pain. That's how some suggest, we don't really hold by that these days, but a person's supposed to put himself in a painful situation. So maybe this should be something advisable. So it's a very strange havamina.
No, because the havamina is that he suffers more having a parent that passed away, and he cannot bury them.
No, we're saying that if he comes into contact with the mace, that his parent, he will be more tsar than if he just distant.
I think the right. Svara is that he has right. More tsar not being able to bury right. His parent.
Yeah, oh, that must read this in.
I think the tsar is that he has a parent who passed away and he's not able to bury him. But if somebody doesn't care, he doesn't care if it's not such a tsar.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
No?
I think it's a tsar. It's a ziluso. He will have tsar, and that's going to be a ziluso. Having tsar, Tosafot says, will be a ziluso.
Yeah, but the parent contact. Is dead.
Yeah.
But he doesn't see parent his parent to deal with it, to have to be involved with his parent. That's much harder than to be involved with somebody else.
So if he goes to the Levaya, he's sad. If he doesn't go to the Levaya, he's not sad.
I have no experience in this, but I imagine it becomes more emotional to be present at the Levaya, seeing the body being placed 6 feet under, as opposed to being wherever a person is.
So that's pretty...
So I think. But, okay, the question is, so it seems to be a very important toso, it's very intriguing that because he's Kadosh, he shouldn't have Tsar. Okay, we'll leave it as a thought. So back to the Gemara now. So again, the Gemara says, maybe, again, three lines up, O eino mitame lo aviv ulimo aval yitame the shark mason. Maybe he should be mitame for other rechokim, because they won't give him so much tsar when he buries them. Amris, the Gemara says, kavachomer. Ma kohen hedyot shem mitame lekrovim eino mitame the shark mason. A kohen hedyot, who we know can be and has to be mitame for seven close relatives, but may not be mitame for non-relatives. So then a nazir whose kedusha is greater than a kohen hedyot, at least on this havamina, nazir she'enu mitame lekrovim, a nazir who may not be mitame for his relatives because the pasuk says aviv ima lo yitame. So then eino din shelo yitame l'shar mesim. So kavachomer, he certainly shouldn't be mitame for non-relatives. So ha tame lomer lo aviv limo. So therefore, when the pasuk used the word father and mother, it was unnecessary. It wasn't needed to be taught. So therefore, it's still available as a pasuk to us to teach us only to the father and the mother may he not become tamei, but the dik is he can be metamei for a meis mitzvah. And that, I think, concludes our... the drasha still goes on. Okay. So the Gemara says further now, the Brisa, the Medjur still says, Ad sheli omar yeshli bedin, I have another kavach omar I want to suggest. Nemra klalos b'koin gadol, v'nemra klalos b'nazir. It says a klal with respect to a koin gadol, and it says a klal with respect to a nazir. I think the klal referring to is the pasuk lo yavo, by that the klal lo yavo, don't enter into a don't become a tamei meis. Before it gives the examples of father and mothers, it first has a klal, don't be metame. So Gemara says, so once the right, exactly, that general klal, don't become tamei. It says it by a kohen gadol, it says it by a nazir. So the drasha continues. So ma klalos hamuras b'kohen gadol la'aviv einu metame v'ametame l'meis mitzvah. Just like when it comes to kohen gadol, as we learned already earlier, that the klal of not becoming tamei is only with respect to parents, a father, but with respect to meis mitzvah, the kohen gadol may become tamei. So af klalos hamuras b'nazir, so too the klal of a nazir not becoming tamei should also be qualified as only la'aviv einu metame v'ametame l'meis mitzvah, but he can be metame l'meis mitzvah. So that's what Gemara suggests. And therefore, once you have that connection of klalos, which by the way is a very interesting type of drush, I don't know what kind of drush that is. Is that a gzer shava? Do they say what that is in the article? What type of drush this is? A gzer shava? Or a binyan av, maybe? I don't know.
there is a word made teres.
Okay, whatever it is. It's some type of drush. And therefore, if you take that approach, the words aviv imo are unnecessary. You don't need those. Meis mitzvah is going to be learned from this other drasha. Oh, kal chol derech zur. Maybe there's another approach we could take. The Medrash still continues to suggest nemru kolos b'koin hedyo v'nemru kolos b'nazir. It also has a klal by koin hedyo that he can't become tameh, and make a different type of connection between nazir and koin hedyo and learn the following ma kolos hamuros b'koin hedyo mitami l'aviv, that a koin hedyo may, he's allowed to, he must become tameh for his father. So af kolos hamuros b'nazir mitami l'aviv, he should become tameh for his father. And therefore, tamalomer lavu limo loy tama. And therefore, it says, and a father and a mother, he's not able to become tame, because he would have thought maybe he can become tame, and it would be learned from a kohen hedyo. So, but ha the meis mitzvah matame. But wait a second. So now, how could we use the diak of meis mitzvah? Because hami bailei, the words aviv imo are now needed lomar shein matame laaviv ela laaviv ein matame laaviv. So again, what's going on here? In the second approach right now, we're suggesting that maybe we had a havmiyah to think that a nazir should be like a kohen hedyot. And just like a kohen hedyot can be metame to the father, so too the nazir can be metame to the aviv. And the pasuk says, no, he cannot become tame to the father. The word aviv is very necessary. It's no longer available for meis mitzvah. So now if you take that approach, we have no source for meis mitzvah, for a nazir.
I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pecking order, right? We have, at the top of the food chain, let's say you'd have your meis mitzvah, then you have aviv imo, then you have the other krovim,
mm-hmm.
then you have regular people.
Right.
And that's the pecking order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we trying to say that the pecking order is different for you if you're a kohen gadol versus kohen hedyot versus nazir?
We're not saying it's different. I think the order exists across the board. The question is where the nazir is going to fall. Which stage?
I guess that we're assuming now that everybody is metame for meis mitzvah.
Well, no, not necessarily true. Because that's what we're trying to figure out right now. It's possible that the kedusha of a nazir is so great, and a kohen gadol is so great, that he can't even become metame for a meis mitzvah.
Well, we just got finished saying a kohen gadol can be metame for a meis mitzvah.
Right, so that we brought around. We need a rise for this.
So if you're talking about, if it's at the top of the food chain, and a kohen gadol could be metame for meis mitzvah, so you would say, unless you're going to say that a nazir is more than a kohen gadol,
which is one opinion in the Gemara.
No, but I'm saying, but that would be the only way you would say that he can't be metame for a meis mitzvah. But aviv imo is below that.
No, so there are a couple things. I agree. The order, there are two reasons why you'd say nazir. Approaches.
I'm following the logic.
No, there's it is confusing. I agree with that. The drasha goes back and forth. It's sending us in circles here. But there are two reasons why. Either the Nazir has a greater kedusha than a Kohen Gadol, but also you have to deal with the fact of, you need a source to tell me this, though. You need a pasuk. And they're trying to figure out why they just say the word Aviv Imo. So So we don't know. No,
so by Kohen Gadol, it doesn't say Avivim.
It does say Avivim, and we made a drasha.
And it says Avivim by Nazir also.
It does. But the question is the word Avivim needed to teach me that you would have otherwise thought maybe a Nazir should be metame for a parent? That's what we're dealing with. Right now we're dealing with that approach. That just like a Kohen Hedyo can be metame for his parent, so to a Nazir we're thinking can be metame to a parent. That's what a pasuk needs to tell me. The father and the mother, he cannot be metame. So you're saying, wait a second. So once he can't be metame for father and mother, we don't have a pasuk. Maybe he also can't be metame for meis mitzvah. We don't know about meis mitzvah. You can't make, there's no inference you can make. It's possible he can't be metame for anybody, even for meis mitzvah.
No, I understand that. But the only way to say that,
if they ask a higher kedusha, then right. Which is fine. Which we had that suggestion. The Rabbi Elazar thinks so.
No, but didn't we shoot that down? Did we shot that kavachomer down?
There's a lot of back and forth. But the Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah clearly holds that there's a higher level kedusha for a nazir, and that's because when a nazir becomes tamei, he brings a carbon as opposed to Kohen Gadol does not bring a carbon. So there is an opinion out there. Now, who the medrash is authored by, we don't know. You might have to assume it's Rabbi Elazar, like we seem to be indicated before. I agree. It's a lot of back and forth here. It's like ping pong here. Okay, so let's finish this up now. How are we doing with time? Okay, we're good. So the Gemara says, where should we pick this up from for a second? Let's take it from, again, the words, Hami Baile, Lomar, if you're with me, around 15 lines down, the first two words in the line, Hami Baile, the words Avivimo, in regards, with respect to a Nazir, is needed, Lomar, She'ain Metami L'Aviv, to teach me that the Nazir may not be Metami to the father, because you would have thought otherwise he should be Metami for the father. El la'aviv lomar, shina matame la'aviv, la'achav ein matame, ha'meis mitzvah matame. So the word aviv tells me that he cannot be matame for the father. The word achiv, that also says achiv by the nazir, right? And the pasuk says la'achiv, that's unnecessary. That's telling me, so why did it say la'achiv also? That should be a kavachomer. If he can't be matame to his father, so certainly he can't be matame to the brother. So the word la'achiv is extra to tell me that la'achiv ein matame, b'hal meis mitzvah matame. He can be and should be matame for meis mitzvah. Mar now says, what about the word l'imo? It says l'imo also with regards to a nazir. L'imo, l'gzer shava, l'icha the Rebbe. The gzer shava we had earlier, remember we said in the Amud Aleph, it says imo by a nazir, imo by a Kohen Gadol, to teach me that there's a connection. Just like a Kohen Gadol is only usher to be metame meis mitzvah, but maybe metame, rather, it's only usher to be metame in a meis, but can be metame for a mitzora and for a zav, so to a nazir can be metame for a zav and a mitzora. That's learned from the word imo, as there's a gzeir shava. Ulachosa, what does the word achosa mean? The extra word, what does that teach us? It says that a nazir cannot be metame l'achosa. That's also unnecessary. We know already, if he can't be metame for aviv, certainly not the sister. That's for the chedetanya, a brisa that appears a number of places in Shas, as it says on the side here. The tanya l'achosa, matamalom, or what's the word achosa teaching me? A person's going on the way to Shech, that's Pesach, a mitzvah asay, sheish bokaris, ulamal es beno, or he's going to give a milah to be mal his son. Veshama, along the way, shemeis lo meis, he hears that a relative of his dies, one of his closest relatives. Yochel yutame, one would think he should become tame to his relatives and help bury it and be involved, osik bekvur. Amris lo yutame, the pasuk says lo yutame, not to be metame. That's what we're learning from the word lachosa.
This is going to be a stupid question, but since when do you have to be Torah to do milah as a father?
Right. So you don't have to necessarily be Torah, but the idea is you're going to be mevatel that mitzvah.
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean?
If I'm going to be, if someone's going to be mal his son, and then he hears a relative all the way down California, he's going to miss.
He's
going to
miss the bris.
He'll miss the bris, right. Now the question is, he could still accomplish Efshel HaKaim Shneim, and point to Shliach.
Right.
A point to Shliach, which is what we do all the time anyway. So seemingly referring to a situation where he was going to be the mal, and there's all the mal around. But if he could accomplish both.
So Tum is not the issue here.
I don't think Tum is the issue here, correct. I think so. The idea is that he should become Tame to the mace.
He says Farish because actually being Gemal, your child, is Ma'akiv, your mitzvah's Pesach. Because you can't have an Arab Besa.
But I thought there's two different cases.
Here it says, Ulinia Mile Medwar Bemikra She'im Itasek Bemet Lo Yaspik Lo Hazman Lehitasek Bemila Vechim Itasek Bepesach O Bemila Lo Yachol Itasek Bekvurat Hamet. That's Rabbeinu Peretz.
Pashas is two different cases.
Yeah.
It sounds like
right.
The Mefarish is learning it's actually one case. One case. It's talking about Malas Beno Erev Pesach. You have to do it somewhere in Erev
Pesach. Says it's two.
He's going on Erev Pesach to do Shechita and to do his...
Yeah,
so he has to do both things.
You don't need
it should be the order's screwed up according to that.
Right.
He has to do the Mila first before he does the Pesach.
But I think Pashas is two different cases.
Also, the
Pesach
is not...
Yeah.
What?
I don't think that's
also, the Pesach, the Pesach is done. The Karban Pesach is done at night. No,
daytime. Erev Pesach, daytime.
All right, so
morning.
Okay. I said in the morning.
I'm sorry, I said after Chatzos.
After Chatzos.
After Chatzos. Right,
so there is time. You can do both.
Or is Pashas.
Yeah.
So the guy's
you
going
have
to
eat
do.
Eat it at night.
Right. Eat it at night. Eat it at night. That night.
Right. Okay.
So again, he's going along the way, and he hears a mace. So one thing, maybe he should drop the mitzvah, say sheyish b'karis of mila or pesach, and go be involved in the mace. Tamei lomer, we learn from here again that lo yitamei, he should not become tamei. That's what we're learning from the extra word lachoso. Because he can't be telling me about a sister, because that's obvious. It's telling me a different case, that this other scenario, that the ase sheyesh bo kares is more urgent than the tuma of the relative.
Doesn't matter which relative.
No, it does not make makes no difference.
So other vimo would be the same thing?
Yep.
But this pasuk is in Nazir.
Yes. Which it's completely random, I know.
Totally random.
Yeah, totally random. Yeah. Oh. The Gemara, I guess, there's no other use for this. And I thought, I hear. okay. So again, the Gemara says, Matam Lomar, again, Haresha Lach Lishchodes Pischo, Ula Malas Bonov, Shomash Mesh Lomes, Yachel Yitame, one would think he should become Tame, and Mevata the Mitzvah Sasheish Bokares. Amris Lo Yitame, the Pasuk says, don't become Tame, and be Osek in the Mitzvah Sasheish that you're involved in. Yachel Lo Yitame the Lomes Mitzvah. One more thing, let's say he's going to be Mak of the Pesach, or going to be Mal, and then he hears a Mace Mitzvah, that there's a Mace right there, which no one is around to bury. Maybe he should also not become Tamei for the Mace Mitzvah, and continue to do the Pesach and the Mila. Tamalomer, Lachoso, Hudeinu Matamei, Hal Mace Mitzvah Matamei. To his sister, he shouldn't become Tamei, but if there's a Mace Mitzvah, and even though it's a Mace Mitzvah that he's going along the way to be Shechting the Pesach and the Mal, the Mila, that he should end the mitzvah of the Mila and Pesach and go be Osek the Mace Mitzvah. That's what's learned from the word Lachoso. Then comes along Rabbi Akiva, Omer. Nefashos Eila HaRachokim. Mace Eila HaKrovim. So he has a different drasha of all the words that appear in the context of a Nazir. Again, what it says the word Nefashos that a Nazir cannot be Mitame. Nefashos Eila HaRachokim that refers to that Nazir cannot be Mitame for non-relatives. The word mace tells me that elu hakrovim, even for a relative, he may not be mitame.
Yeah, it's nefesh, really, because the pasuk says nefesh.
Ah, okay, nefesh. Okay, that's what it says on the side here. Tzarchlam or nefesh, okay. Yeah. And then the word la'aviv limo ena mitame aval mitame hu l'meis mitzvah. That's a source that another should be mitame for meis mitzvah. The word la'achiv tells me shem haya kohen gadol hu nazir. Let's say he's both. Let's say he's a kohen gadol and a nazir. Then even though he has now a double Kedusha, he's a Nazir plus a Kohen Gadol, he has this tremendous amount of Kedusha, maybe then he shouldn't become Metame L'meis Mitzvah, Kametame L'omer from La'achiv, he doesn't be Metame Meis Mitzvah, but for Achiv he's not Metame, but for Meis Mitzvah, even though he's a Nazir plus Kohen Gadol, he is Metame for the Meis Mitzvah. Then the word Lachoso comes to tell me, Kedetanya, Harei Shaya Holich Lishchanes Pischo Ulam Olth Beno, V'chule like we saw above. Okay, so that's Rabbi Akiva's understanding. So now the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, who now used the word imo, aviv imo was coupled together, there was one unit, to tell me that for the father and mother you may not be metame, but you may be metame for the meis mitzvah. Now, what does he do with the following? With Rabbi Akiva, the Gezer Shava, the Rebbe Menale. The Gezer Shava Rebbe taught us that a Nazir can only not be metame for meis mitzvah, but he may be metame for a mitzora, and he may be metame for a zava. That was learned from the word emo. It says the word emo extra by Nazir, what? Right. And it says extra word emo by Kohen Gadol. But now Rabbi Akiva doesn't have the word emo. It's not available to him anymore, because he coupled it together. Aviv emo is one unit. So he doesn't learn that halacha anywhere. So Menale, how does he know this halacha? So the Gemara says, Amar lecha came in the Amar Mar, im haya Kohen Gadol v'Nazir la'achiv enu metame, va metame hu l'meis mitzvah. So since we said Rabbi Akiva taught us that a Kohen Gadol plus Nazir is one person who has both Kedushas, he's not Metame to a brother, but he is allowed to be Metame for Meis Mitzvah. Mali Kohen Gadol Chudei, Mali Nazir Kohen Gadol. Who cares whether he's a Kohen Gadol alone, or if he's a Kohen Gadol plus another, what's going to change?
Right, it's almost like a Kal Vachomer.
And therefore we're saying that line is really removed from Rabbi Kiva, and the word La Achiv is really extra to teach me to learn from Nazir, is that what it's saying?
ונמצא שאיננו צריכים ללמוד זאת מלאבי ולמוה העומדת אצל כהן גדול, ואם כן מיותר אתם ללמוד על ידי both הגזירה השווה של רבי.
Once we're seeing that there's no distinction in Kedusha between the two, it sounds like we're applying it in the Gaon.
Very good. When you see that Kohen Gadol and Nazir, who's one person, can be Metame for Meis Mitzvah, we can now see that they're both in the same plane. And then we can make this implicit connection. So to just like in general, Nazir is not Metame to Meis Mitzvah, but maybe Metame with Mitzora and Ziva. So then we can apply that as well to a Kohen Gadol. It's not because of a Gzer Shav of Imo. It's because this line here, that the halacha of a Kohen Gadol and Nazir together have the same halachas, tells us that they're on the same level. That's the drasha that's being learned. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Then tomorrow's daf is very short anyways. Rabbi Shmuel, I think, goes on for a little bit, a while. So let's stop here. Okay.
I think the Gemara's going to discuss why when for Kiva, you need both Aziz and Imo.
Yeah, that seems an obvious question.
That's really